The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. You're to take my offering from everyone who is willing to give. This is the offering you're to receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen and goat hair, ram skins dyed red and fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx, along with other gemstones for mounting on the ephod and breastpiece. They are to make a sanctuary for me so that I may dwell among them. You must make it according to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacle, as well as the pattern of all its furnishings. They are to make an ark of acacia wood, 45 inches long, 27 inches wide, and 27 inches high. Overlay it with pure gold. Overlay it both inside and out. Also, make a gold molding all around it. Cast 4 gold rings for it and place them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. Make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark with them. The poles are to remain in the rings of the ark. They must not be removed from it. Put the tablets of the testimony that I will give you into the ark. Make a mercy seat of pure gold, 45 inches long and 27 inches wide. Make 2 cherubim of gold. Make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at one end and 1 cherub at the other end. At its 2 ends, make the cherubim of one piece with the mercy seat. The cherubim are to have wings spread out above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and are to face one another. The faces of the cherubim should be toward the mercy seat. Set the mercy seat on top of the ark and put the tablets of the testimony that I will give you into the ark. I will meet you there above the mercy seat, between the 2 cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony. I will speak with you from there about all that I command you regarding the Israelites. You are to construct a table of acacia wood, 36 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 27 inches high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding all around it. Make a 3-inch frame all around it and make a gold molding for it all around its frame. Make 4 gold rings for it and attach the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings should be next to the frame as holders for the poles to carry the table. Make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and the table can be carried by them. You are also to make its plates and cups, as well as its pitchers and bowls for pouring drink offerings. Make them out of pure gold. Put the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times. You are to make a lampstand out of pure hammered gold. It is to be made of one piece, its base and shaft, its ornamental cups, and its buds and petals. 6 branches are to extend from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side. There are to be 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a bud and petals, on one branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a bud and petals, on the next branch. It is to be this way for the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. There are to be 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms on the lampstand shaft, along with its bud and petals. For the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand, a bud must be under the first pair of branches from it, a bud under the second pair of branches from it, and a bud under the 3rd pair of branches from it. Their buds and branches are to be of one piece. All of it is to be a single hammered piece of pure gold. Make its 7 lamps and set them up so that they illuminate the area in front of it. Its snuffers and fire pans must be of pure gold. The lampstand with all these utensils is to be made from 75 pounds of pure gold. Be careful to make them according to the pattern you have been shown on the mountain. You are to construct the tabernacle itself with 10 curtains. You must make them of finely spun linen, blue and purple and scarlet yarn, with a design of cherubim worked into them. Each curtain should be 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. All the curtains are to have the same measurements. 5 of the curtains should be joined together and the other 5 curtains joined together. Make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the last curtain in the first set and do the same on the edge of the outermost curtain in the second set. Make 50 loops on the one curtain, and make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set, so that the loops line up together. Also, make 50 gold clasps and join the curtains together with the clasps so that the tabernacle may be a single unit. You are to make curtains of goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle. Make 11 of these curtains. Each curtain should be 45 feet long and 6 feet wide. All 11 curtains are to have the same measurements. Join 5 of the curtains by themselves and the other 6 curtains by themselves. Then fold the 6th curtain double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops on the edge of one curtain, the outermost in the first set and make 50 loops on the edge of the corresponding curtain of the second set. Make 50 bronze clasps, put the clasp through the loops, and join the tent together so that it is a single unit. As for the flap that remains from the tent curtains, the leftover half curtain is to hang over the back of the tabernacle. What remains along the length of the tent curtains, a half yard on one side and a half yard on the other side, should hang over the sides of the tabernacle on either side to cover it. Make a covering for the tent from ram skins dyed red and a covering of fine leather on top of that. You are to make upright supports of acacia wood for the tabernacle. Each support is to be 15 feet long and 27 inches wide. Each support will have two tenons for joining. Do the same for all the supports of the tabernacle. Make the supports for the tabernacle as follows. 20 supports for the south side, and make 40 silver bases under the 20 supports. Two bases under the first support for its two tenons, and two bases under the next support for its two tenons. 20 supports for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, along with their 40 silver bases. Two bases under the first support, two bases under each support. And make six supports for the west side of the tabernacle. Make two additional supports for the two back corners of the tabernacle. They are to be paired at the bottom and joined together, at the top in a single ring. So it should be for both of them. They will serve as the two corners. There are to be eight supports with their silver bases, 16 bases, two bases under the first support, and two bases under each support. You're to make five crossbars of acacia wood for the supports on one side of the tabernacle, five crossbars for the supports on the other side of the tabernacle, and five crossbars for the supports of the back side of the tabernacle on the west. The central crossbar is to run through the middle of the supports from one end to the other. Then overlay the supports with gold, and make their rings of gold as the holders for the crossbars. Also overlay the crossbars with gold. You're to set up the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you have been shown on the mountain. You are to make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, finely spun linen with a design of cherubim worked into it. Hang it on four gold-plated pillars of acacia wood that have gold hooks and that stand on four silver bases. Hang the curtain under the clasps and bring the Ark of the Testimony there behind the curtain, so the curtain will make a separation for you between the holy place and the most holy place. Put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. Place the table outside the curtain and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle, opposite the table. Put the table on the north side. For the entrance to the tent, you are to make a screen embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely spun linen. Make five pillars of acacia wood for the screen and overlay them with gold. Their hooks are to be gold, and you are to cast five bronze bases for them. You are to construct the altar of acacia wood. The altar must be square, 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. It must be 4.5 feet high. Make horns for it on its four corners, and the horns are to be of one piece. Overlay it with bronze. Make its pots for removing ashes, and its shovels, basins, meat forks, and fire pans. Make all its utensils of bronze. Construct a grate for it of bronze mesh, and make four bronze rings on the mesh at its four corners. Set it below, under the altar's ledge, so that the mesh comes halfway up the altar. Then make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be inserted into the rings so that the poles are on two sides of the altar when it is carried. Construct the altar with boards so that it is hollow. They are to make it just as it was shown to you on the mountain. You are to make the courtyard for the tabernacle. Make hangings for the south side of the courtyard out of finely spun linen, 150 feet long on that side, including 20 posts and 20 bronze bases with silver hooks and silver bands for the posts. And so make hangings 150 feet long for the north side, including 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases with silver hooks and silver bands for the posts. For the width of the courtyard, make hangings 75 feet long for the west side, including their 10 posts and their 10 bases. And for the width of the courtyard on the east side toward the sunrise, 75 feet, make hangings 22.5 feet long for the one side of the gate, including their three posts and their three bases. And make hangings 22.5 feet long for the other side, including their three posts and their three bases. The gate of the courtyard is to have a 30-foot screen embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finally, it is to have four posts and their four bases. All the posts around the courtyard are to be banded with silver and have silver hooks and bronze bases. The courtyard is to be 150 feet long, 75 feet wide at each end, and 7.5 feet high. All of it is made of finely spun linen. The bases of the posts are to be bronze. all the utensils of the tabernacle for every use, and all its tent pegs, as well as all the tent pegs of the courtyard, are to be made of bronze.